Задание А8, А14. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. So, Jane, you are into drama?
Yes, I have a master's in drama and theatre, and I hope to get onto a PhD programme in drama and theatre.
So what's the thing about drama? What excites you about drama?
Well, I find it's a very communicative way to study things and people. You learn how to read the roles of different characters in drama, so you can predict what people will say and what they really mean, even though they might be lying. Just a little, which comes in handy sometimes.
That would be really useful.
Yeah, so I think it's really useful for me as well. I teach English drama, so I use a lot of role plays in my classes. I ask my students to create little plays and perform little mini dramas, and they really respond well. At the moment, I'm hoping to start a course which will look into the history of drama, and the students are from abroad, so English is their second language. And especially I would like to concentrate on a lot on Asian drama and try to bring Asian theatre to the world's attention. I don't know how successful I will be, but here's hoping.
Oh, I'm sure you will be successful. Now, Jane, you often stand up in front of a large audience. Can you tell me what you do for stage fright?
Well, usually I get stage fright still. It's just many famous actors get stage fright. I get it every time I'm going to teach a new class. The night before, I can't sleep and can hardly control my breathing. My colleagues do yoga exercises or go to a psychiatrist for stage fright. They say it helps. But I can't do without a box of chocolate or a cake. That can definitely help. I get really bad stage fright, but the minute I step into the classroom or get onto the stage, it just all falls into place after a piece of apple pie.
Wow, that's cool. Well, Jane, I thought we could talk about Shakespeare for a while.
Cool.
First of all, why is Shakespeare so popular today?
Well, Shakespeare is one of the most famous playwrights in the world. He was a very unusual person, but he had a really short life. And in his relatively short life, he produced an enormous body of work. He produced historical plays, tragedies, comedies, poetry, sonnets. So he was an extremely prolific writer. And I think the reason that he's so famous even today is because the themes he chose for most of his work were universal. They're themes that touch us, whether we speak English or Russian, whether we're in the 21st century or in the 16th century. They're themes that are eternal.
How much of English has changed since Shakespeare's time? I mean, the English we have today.
Well, if Shakespeare suddenly appeared in the 21st century, he would be almost illiterate, because back in those days, English had a vocabulary of about 150,000 words, whereas now the vocabulary of English is one of the highest in the world. So Shakespeare wouldn't be able to make himself understood if he came back today. So in a way, the vocabulary he's using is really easy.
But wait a minute. You're saying that his English is easy? When I read it, it doesn't seem easy. It seems pretty tough.
Well, that's because his English was used in a different way. Some words and grammatical structures have fallen out of usage, except when we read stuff like Shakespeare, or watch drama in the Royal Victoria Theatre, or something like that. For us, it sounds a bit like a foreign language, although they say that the grammar was simpler and more rational.
Jane, tell me, what is your favourite Shakespeare play?
OK, I love the story of Romeo and Juliet, which is a tragedy. And I really like Hamlet. He's sensitive and imaginative, almost always deep in his thoughts, and at the same time he's selfish and even cruel. He gets furious and kills his uncle. And Hamlet procrastinates throughout the play. He keeps on putting things off. And at the end, because he has put them off, the situation just gets worse and worse. The reason I like Hamlet is I'm exactly the same. For example, if I don't want to correct my homework, my apartment gets cleaned, my car gets washed, I clean out the computer. I'm like Hamlet, but eventually I do correct the homework.
You're not going to kill your uncle?
No. I'm a thoughtful person and rarely get mad.
Just checking.
But I also love Shakespeare's comedies. They have this timeless quality. They were fun, and they're fun now to many different cultures, even though humour is a culturally related issue. But I think Shakespeare's comedies are accessible to all. I like The Taming of the Shrew. I don't know if you remember an American soap opera called Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd. It was a modern version of The Taming of the Shrew, and I saw it when I went to junior high school. That was a really funny story for that particular soap opera. But Kiss Me, Kate, based on the same play, didn't impress me really. And I remember in school I had to study the sonnets, and I really liked them, which surprised me because I'm not a big poetry person, but I really found Shakespeare accessible.
Thanks, Jane. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. This is the end of the listening test.